Unit 3. Pardon me.
You will learn functions, apologies, similarities and differences, grammar, past future tense, structures, make a mistake, as soon as, praise for, face to face, at the end of.
Lesson 17. Do mistakes matter?
Think about it. Have you ever paid too much for something? Why did Bruce pay more for two pops than Li Ming?
A visit from a pen pal.
To Jenny at compmail.ca. From Li Ming at net.cn. Subject, Bruce from Australia. Date, April 3rd, 7:15 a.m. Hi, Jenny. My Australian pen pal, Bruce,
whom I have mentioned before,
is coming to Shijiazhuang. Bruce's father works for a magazine in Australia. He is writing an article about our city. He's bringing Bruce with him. To have Australian guests will be exciting. I have told Bruce many things about Shijiazhuang, and now he will see it. It is interesting for him to read about a foreign country. To visit it will be even more interesting. I hope Bruce will have a good visit. He has never traveled to a foreign country. China is very different from Australia. Will he like it here? I will write you again soon to tell you about Bruce's visit. Li Ming. The weather in Australia is quite different from that of Shijiazhuang. When it's summer in Australia, it's winter in Shijiazhuang.
2 for the price of 1.
Bruce and Li Ming are walking down the street. They see a man who's selling pop.
I'm thirsty,
says Li Ming.
I'm going to buy a pop. Would you like one too, Bruce? Yes, please,
says Bruce. Li Ming speaks to the man. Then he takes some money from his pocket and pays the man 2 yuan. The man gives Li Ming 2 pops. Li Ming passes a pop to Bruce.
Thanks, Li Ming,
says Bruce. But he looks confused.
You're welcome,
replies Li Ming.
What's the matter? You got 2 pops for 2 yuan,
says Bruce.
I bought pop from that man yesterday. I paid double for 1 pop. Why did you pay so much?
Asks Li Ming.
I asked him how much it costs for 1 pop,
says Bruce.
And he said 2 yuan. That's what he said to me, too.
Laughs Li Ming.
I told him that I would pay only 1 yuan for each pop. He said no, so I said that I would buy my pop from someone else. Then he said that I could have 2 pop for 2 yuan.
Bruce says,
oh, I made a mistake. Don't worry about it, Bruce,
says Li Ming.
It doesn't matter. In Australia, a price is a price. People don't try to change it. Buying things in China is confusing. It really depends on where you are. Bargaining is common here. Next time, when you buy something, I will help you.
Let's do it. Do you think Bruce could learn how to bargain if he stayed longer in China? Make up a dialogue with a partner to show Bruce can bargain too.